the lightweight and the sheepskin.
Greater.
plus a chunk of Queens, northeastern Queens.
Gotcha.
And it involves Halpern giving up some good area. But you ran very well in one of the 80s. They're about 56.6% in one of the 80s.
Stein always tells me he's the only Jewish congressman.
Who is in this bill?
He's tied.
Yes.
Thank God. It's a Jewish thing.
I'm sure. I'm sorry.
He kept going. And the only one apparently is left in New York.
This will all shake out in January, won't it?
Yes, the staff worked on a portion of this being done now.
Yeah.
And Wolf is vulnerable. He has been given very, very, very candid surroundings to
Frank Wolf. Wolf is a show.
Yes.
He really wasn't brilliant.
And he's calling on my wife for some help to work on your rationale. considered safe for his management for the environment. But he's thinking himself around.
Well, you've been a very valuable asset to our staff. Necessarily reflect yours. I guess he must make it a public statement, but he should go around saying, well, I know this young fellow, and he said, he's really the kid of Harvard, Chicago, and first boy, you know, and he said, you got to talk that kind of language to our job, and it's all they understand. They, how you sell them, boys? Well, we're going to get the dough. What's this kid going to say? He's going to crumble and crumble. What's he going to do when he got the dumb toes? Really, all they really care about is power. That's all he cares about, power. So play that power thing. Oh, you can.
Well, I'm saying,
don't be out there as an ideal. That's what they're trying to kill you with. They'll say, here's this bright young guy.
That's
what
he's doing.
Right at intellectual dress. And he's been down the White House, and he's got a big ideas and the rest. And we don't want one of those guys. He's another Lindsay, you know.
Well,
watch that. Don't stay a little away from that. Don't be against him. Even stay just a little bit away, because you've got the rocket arm in there, too. You know, that's kind of, you don't need to get that. I don't think you'd get involved with the Lindsay thing, do you, John?
Not at all.
Of course, Lindsay's Democrat, anyway.
Well, but there's a residue there, and I think the farther you can stay away from that confusion, the better.
Yeah, exactly. I can just say we need some new ideas.
Never forget that Rockefeller hates Lindsay with a passion that has nothing to do with party, that has nothing to do with politics. It is essentially in the gut.
Yeah. Yes. And it has nothing to do with philosophy.
You can get
caught. In fact, that philosophies are very close. So what the hell is Weinstein doing?
I don't know why. I noticed this
when Rockefeller convinced the hatred. You know, Rockefeller is not a hater of God.
That's right.
Right. He radiates it. He's a fellow that's always, you know, up this poverty, the gee whiz, great, great, all that. God, with Lindsay, I bet his eyes get cold and he's there. He's bilious about it.
Yep. And he, don't let yourself get caught in that.
Don't get caught in that.
I've seen the governor since, and we've known each other a long time. So he wants to be helpful in the confines of his relationship with Mark
and I. And there, I wouldn't hesitate to let this shaft stick in the Lindsay. You may have got to play. The doctor can help you. I don't think Lindsay can.
Exactly.
That's the point. So,
not influence. Apportionment is the key. And if you have occasion to talk to the governor saying we have a chance at one more Republican seat, whoever gets the nomination, even that would be helpful.
Who's running that? Bobby Douglas? Or who's engineering that?
People you probably wouldn't know.
Not Douglas.
Bob is interested in for the governor.
Would you look into it? I think it's worth doing,
sir.
We've got one of our
employees here. We're working with somebody up there on Kemp's farm right now.
Scolera, probably. Who's heading?
Say
Scolera.
Scolera?
Is it?
On the governor's staff?
Terry, you think you can help a little right here? Just tell John, sort of say we'd like to come and be that I would consider it sort of a personal favor. I mean, you know, without, you got to be very careful.
Well, you do with Marjana, because Mitchell called him and he thought that was outside interference. But on a portion,
it
is all right.
Yeah.
You know, but that took me 3 months and I've gotten into backpedal now from that. Mitchell did it without my putting him up to it, out of kindness. And it was counterproductive, but we
tried to originally. It's very good. We turned it that way. We probably just didn't judge the man.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Any show us his name, March out.
One of my friends, when I said to him, you should get active in Nassau with me, he said, well, he said, I'd be happy to join the Republicans in Nassau if Joe Margiotta were a bit more like Abraham Lincoln and a bit less like Benito Mussolini.
He usually just threw our advance men up and spit them out.
He's married to this president. He's very arrogant and difficult.
Right.
The way I'm going to convince him is by having the money put together and by doing what I'm doing, building my own organization, friends, people, and then try and get it through designation, which is what I think I can do with that.
Mm-hmm. A designation? How's that
party designation in a district convention?
Oh, that's right. You don't have a primary.
There would be if someone came against me after I got the designation.
Yeah, well, if you don't get the designation, you might run anyway.
I was thinking much more seriously about it here than I would about Rokawa, but not consider going against a protege of Marjana's. But there's no one like that being talked about in
the United States. I wouldn't hesitate going to the primary. If you don't have to fight a
real cause.
Yes,
exactly. So,
well, you've got a great time ahead. I wish you well in it. And incidentally, if you don't make it, you've saved up time. That's the beauty of it. Just try to do it now.
It's a good show. And I don't know how here for you to run. I don't know how one says thank you for the experience.
Oh my goodness, we appreciate all this. I mean, we haven't been able to pay you as much as you're worth. That's all we get for you. See, we've got everything else we got here, but to candidates, we always get money clips. That's a very nice gift, though. The other thing is, you know, or less, that costs more than $5, so please don't give it to anybody else.
Well, one of the strongest of our shot, one of the great shows I had was the first decision maker for you as well.
I know. Well, I never up there at Camp David, and then, of course, you also helped in.
But listen, I'm sure we can give you one more minute before I can't get over to
you. You remember, though. You remember that, too.
But I think you've got all the things. Do everything that is necessary to get the nomination. Do it very, very, very quietly. And then let your ideas come out afterwards.
Well, I'm studying our phones.
Very important. So many people I've seen, good guys, they are so concerned about, and I appreciate it, respect it, their idealism and the rest, that they are unable to play it. Now, if you were running in California, I wouldn't have to tell you this. Even today in California, it's still loose enough that a guy can come in with personalities or whatever. But in New York, there is no way that a good guy can get in without playing the organization, right, John? Who the hell we got that has done it?
Well, nobody beats the organization.
But we can't go there with all the glamour and all the whole charisma and everything. Still had to make his deal before he could get on the bus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd be going to touch all the bases. I'm having lunch with Steve Durrini on Sunday, you know, the old
strategy
back in that district.
Well, and talk very conservative with Steve. He's living in all you say and tell him, give me my best, incidentally. He's my great friend, and tell him that I think Lester Wolf is a jerk. You know, he'll appreciate that. And I said, isn't it a shame that a fellow like Durrini had to be beaten by a jerk like Wolf? And, you know how Steve is. He's
very blunt, sort of.
That's what he came on. But you do all that, but also the chief manager do a lot. You're open to it, you can go around and talk to you.
Sir, regards for you from Cardinal Cook. I saw him at the Elsmith, and he's always very fast. He's also said he has a tape of Bob Hope speaking at last year's dinner, which he thought you might enjoy. I said, that's very interesting.
The Elsmith dinner?
Yeah.
On the 14th, was it again? I couldn't go on.
Such a humble place.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Good luck. Thank you a lot for your help.
Thank you.